What's up, and welcome to the Real Life Podcast. Real Life is the student ministry of North Highland Church located in Columbus, Georgia. We exist to reach others with the love of God, engage in Christian community, advance in our faith, and lead others to Christ. For more information about Real Life, you can visit us at reallifecolumbus.com or follow us on all social media platforms at Real Life Columbus. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy.
Amen. Y'all better help me preach tonight. I am excited for what the Lord has put on my heart tonight. Last week, we started a series called Influence. Clay made a fire graphic. We love it. At Real Life, we believe that every single person that calls this ministry home is called to influence and sway the culture. Every single person, you are called to be an influencer in the name of Jesus. Can I get an amen? You are created by God to make moves and change this world. It doesn't matter what your past holds. It doesn't matter what your present is. You are called to sway the culture. Unfortunately, there are circumstances and situations that take place that rob us of feeling very influential. Amen? I've come to encourage someone tonight that quitting is not an option. Giving up is not your option. Especially you think you're going on home pass, it's not an option to give up your convictions. Most people don't experience the influence God created them to possess because they give up or quit too early. That's one of the biggest reasons influencers fail to influence is because they quit too soon. The finish line is so close and they fall short of the finish line. Any track stars in the room? Some negative voice has told you you're too young. Maybe somebody has told you you've got no experience, so you've got no business leading or influencing. You don't know what you're doing. Some negativity, some mind game that the enemy has planted in your head has caused you to give up and quit when you're called to influence. I've come to remind somebody that 1 Timothy 4:12 says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example. You are an influencer. Set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Amen. That's what God has called us to do as young men and women. Some of us have been lied to. I don't know about you, but I've had something pulled out of my back a couple times. I've been stabbed in the back sometimes. Someone said that you're not a leader and you'll never be influential, and you believed them and gave up. Some of us have made mistakes that make us feel unqualified to influence. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus' blood was enough to qualify you. Man, some of us have been done wrong by others, and it's quenched our fire to make a difference. Why should I help people who don't even want my help? That's something that the enemy gets into our hearts, and it's a bitterness that can kill our spirit. Some of us have tried to sway the culture, and because we didn't get immediate results, we gave up too quickly. Well, I tried. I prayed. I actually witnessed to my friend, and nothing happened instantaneously, so I might as well stop. I'm not an influence. I'm so glad in my story that Jubilee did not give up on me too early. Praise Jesus. She wanted to. Very early in our relationship, I made a huge knucklehead decision. I made my future wife become a third wheel on one of our very first dating experiences. We had a double date arranged with her best friend to go see the lights of life. It was Christmas time, and y'all, my ex-girlfriend called me. Whew. Mistake number one, answering that phone call. And she said, I just need some closure, Jonathan. Can we just get together? And I'm like, girl, yeah, I'll be there. And that was so dumb. I thought it was going to be like 15 minutes of closure, but that girl came with Orville Redenbacher and a movie. She wasn't trying for no closure. She was trying to open some doors, if y'all know what I'm talking about. It was terrible. And so Jubilee goes to the lights of life, with Sarah and Sarah's boyfriend, and she said, this is it. I'm done with him. I'm kicking him to the curb. Like, he lost his chance. And I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for Sarah Martell, because Sarah told Jubilee, she said, he's a good guy. Give him one chance. Give him one. He's dumb, but he's a good guy. Help him out. Give him one more chance. And praise the Lord, we've been married longer than some of you have been alive, because Jesus helped Jubilee not give up too soon on me. Praise the Lord. Sarah became the maid of honor in our wedding because she did it, y'all. She helped us. But I've got a story that the Lord put on my heart for tonight. It's in Luke chapter 18. It's very straightforward, so I'm going to dive right in. Luke chapter 18, starting in verse 1, it says, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and they should never give up. Somebody say, never give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about what people thought. He was an evil man. And there was a widow in that town that kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time, the judge refused, but finally he said to himself, man, even if I don't fear God or care what these people think, yet this widow is going to keep bothering me, so I'm going to see that she gets justice so that she eventually won't come attack me. I'm scared. This woman's crazy. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will God the Father keep putting us off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and they'll get it quickly. Jesus was telling his disciples, if we don't give up, God's got our back. Man, if we refuse to give up, our persistence, real life, will turn into influence. Your persistence will turn into influence. Whatever's trying to weigh you down, you fight through the pain because your persistence will turn into influence. Man, real life, we live in this microwave culture. We want instant results, but influencers must be persistent. Jesus said this woman kept coming and coming and coming to this unrighteous judge, and she would not take no for an answer. Some of us need to get that in our spirit. You need to make no be your, you need to refuse to let no be your answer. He did not care about her passion. See this. He didn't care about her situation. He didn't believe like she did. He didn't fear God. And yet the woman kept coming and coming. His mind changed after she was persistent. In real life, this shows us that our persistent determination will earn the respect of even unbelievers. Your persistent determination will earn the respect of even people who don't believe in God. People will respect you when you stay true to your convictions and don't give up. When you don't quit, when you keep moving forward, even when everyone else stays behind, people will respect you. You will influence with your persistence. Jubilee loves this part of our story where I asked her to date my freshman year of high school. She was in eighth grade. And even at that time, she was the most captivating person I had ever met on the face of this planet. And to this day, I have never saw another woman that is so captivating. Woo! She is smoking hot. Okay. Smoking hot wife. I couldn't help but ask her, baby, you wanna go out? Hey. I didn't have no promposal, but I asked her and she said no. She loves this part. She said no, and I told on myself a little bit. She said no, but then she real right after said yes to one of my best friends. It was pretty heart-wrenching. But real life, I'm here to witness to somebody, man, you better not give up when somebody says no. Hallelujah. Because your boy got a ring around his finger because she eventually saw the light, okay? I get proud. Here's the thing. I know I'm being silly, But I get proud of students who bring their friends to Real Life. I get so proud of you when you bring your friends to Real Life, because this is the deal. I'm proud because it takes effort. I'm proud because it takes relational building. You actually have to invest some time and energy into someone when you invite them to church. It takes sticking your neck out and letting someone know you love Jesus and you love your church to invite them. And many times people will come if we invite them. The hard part is many times they won't come the first time we invite them. They won't come the second time we invite them. They won't come the third time we invite them. But like the woman in the parable that Jesus shared, we are to be persistent. If we believe eternity is on the line, which it is, then we should persistently be asking people to experience the love of Jesus at Real Life. It's not supposed to be weird. We're not supposed to say, hey, come drink the Kool-Aid at Real Life with me. It's the best. No. You act normal. You be relevant. But you love people enough to influence them, and you don't stop with no, because their soul is on the line. Over the past few weeks, there have been new faces here at Real Life because some bold influencers chose not to take no for an answer. And I'm so proud of them. Because of that, our family is growing, and God is revealing His love to more and more people every single week. Can we praise God for that? That is incredible. And I want to say from this pulpit, keep that up, Real Life. Keep persisting. Keep influencing. Don't grow weary in doing good. Man, I believe God wants me to encourage many of us in this room tonight to stop allowing the fear of rejection from stopping you from even trying to influence. Stop allowing the fear of rejection. I know that it doesn't feel good when someone says no. But guess what? That's all they can do to you. They can't do anything else but reject you. It may hurt for a moment, but guess what? Life goes on. So stop letting the fear of rejection stop you from trying to influence. You and I will sway the culture when we care more about what God thinks than what other people think. That's what will happen. We'll become a movement when we stop caring about what other people think and we only care about what our Lord and Savior thinks. The context of the story in God's Word we're going to focus on tonight is this. It's a powerful story. Moses had successfully led God's people of Israel out of bondage from Egypt. They had spent 400 years in slavery, and after God revealed His power through signs and wonders and plagues, the people of God were finally free. And this was some of the examples of what God did to set them free. He literally turned the Nile River from water into blood. It was disgusting. Man, he sent swarms of locusts to come and devour all of the crops of the Egyptian workers. He caused boils to attack the skin of the Egyptians. He empowered Moses. This was super cool. If God would ever give me a superpower, this would be kind of cool. He let Moses throw his staff on the ground, and like it was like a Harry Potter movie, that staff turned into a snake and starts. And as soon as he would reach down and grab the snake, it would turn right back into a staff. It was crazy. And then finally, God sent a death angel to kill every firstborn child that was not under the protection of God. And that was the last straw for Pharaoh and the Egyptians. The Egyptians sent them away, and finally God parted the Red Sea so they could walk across on dry ground. God did miracle after miracle after miracle to finally set His people free. And after being freed from Egypt, Moses and Aaron sent spies to scout out the promised land that God promised to give them. And they came back with this attitude. And it starts in Numbers 14, verses 3 and 4. They said, "Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and our children are going to be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it have been better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a new leader and go back into our captivity." And I think before we throw these guys under the bus, we should recognize how when we experience the grace and the freedom of Jesus Christ, it is sometimes hard to believe it. when we experience the grace of God, man, it is sometimes hard to believe it. What are you talking about, Pastor Jonathan? Guys, we've lived with the guilt and the regret of our sin for so long that it's hard to wrap our minds around full forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. We know what we've done, and we know what we need forgiveness of. And when we realize that the grace of God that was displayed on the cross of Calvary and how Jesus stretched out his hands for you and for me and said, Father, forgive them. They don't even realize what they're doing. The forgiveness feels good. And we feel the power of having our soul transferred from the dominion of darkness and placed in the kingdom of light of the Son whom he loves. Man, and there's freedom in it, but sometimes it's hard to believe we're really free. It's hard to really you go home from that life-changing experience and you think to yourself, okay, now what? And that's where persistence has to kick in. Jesus did not set us free for us to stay the same real life. He didn't set us free so we could go back to our bondage, so we could go back to the sin that he set us free from. He set us free so that we could take ground. He set us free so that we could influence. Man, the people of God didn't want to face any obstacles, though. They wanted freedom, and they didn't want to work for it. And if we're honest with ourselves, neither do we. Man, we like the easy path, but usually, guys, I'm sorry to say it, and it's sometimes hard to live it, but the hard path is God's path. That's the reality of this life. Man, they didn't want to take any risks. They had an experience with the power of God, but they didn't want to depend on the power of God. 12 spies went into the promised land, and only 2 had a good report. Joshua and Caleb probably felt like we do in the culture that we live in today. They were outnumbered. They were a minority. They were conflicting in the views that the popular majority were communicating. They were saying, many were saying, give up, let's go home to our slavery, and only a couple had faith. Think about your school. Let me be someone's coach tonight. Is that okay? Can I get in someone's face for just a minute tonight? If you have the freedom in Christ but feel the influence and the negativity of the culture that surrounds us, please hear your pastor loudly and clearly tonight. Quitting only teaches us to quit again. Giving up only teaches you to give up quicker the next time. Pushing through the pushback creates influence. Y'all feel pushback every single day of your life. Can I get a witness? You feel the culture coming at you. You feel the negativity. You hear the words they use, the language that tries to seep into your spirit. I had a conversation even before service started about that. Man, you feel the pushback, but that pushback is what will give you influence if you'll fight, if you'll not give up. Man, the 10 spies that were negative, they saw giants. They saw fortified cities in the land that God had promised. The 10 came back with a negative report, and that shows us that it's easy to make excuses, real life. It's easy to make excuses. It's difficult to see what's best in every situation. It's easy to say, oh, well, this is why I didn't do that. This is why I didn't take a step of faith. Well, you know, I had too much homework to get to church that night. Well, you know, there's excuse after excuse after excuse that we can easily come out with tonight. But hear your pastor tonight, real life. Followers make excuses. Followers make excuses. Influencers see the big picture. Man, 10 emphasized the problem. And 2 emphasized the power of God. 10 looked at the difficulty. 2 said, we can do this. Man, I know that what you're facing right now may seem like a terrible situation. But are we going to make excuses or are we going to make a difference? What are we going to do? Are we going to make excuses or are we going to make a difference? Are we going to take a step back into our bondage or are we going to live in freedom? Praise God, we're going to live in freedom. Thank you, Jesus. The story continues in chapter 13. It says, they gave Moses this report. This is how it went. We went to the land which you sent us to spy on. And guess what? It does flow with milk and with honey. There is gigantic fruit. Here it is. They actually brought some back. But the people who live there, here come the excuses. The people who live there are powerful. The cities are fortified. They're very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there, which means giants. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan. And that is the excuse after excuse. Translation for us, man, every single one of my friends that are in a relationship are having sex. Man, I feel like half of my friends are so addicted to weed. I feel like there is not a single person in my school that really wants to walk with Jesus. Excuse after excuse. Man, I think that I can't handle, I continually have this addiction that I'm fighting and I can't get over it. Excuse after excuse. But listen to Caleb. Caleb said, shut your mouth. He silenced the people before Moses and he said, we should go and we should take possession of this land. We can do this. What are you talking about? I saw what you saw. We can do this. Caleb said, stop looking at the problem and become the solution. That's what influence is all about. I believe God wants to give us the spirit of Caleb. I believe he wants to encourage us to silence the loud voices that surround us with nonsense. That's an amen right there. I know it feels like we're outnumbered.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed, make sure you hit the subscribe button for our weekly sermons, and don't forget to follow us on social media for updates. If you have any prayer requests, feel free to email us at reallifecolumbus@gmail.com. We'd love to partner with you in prayer. Be sure to tune in next week on the Real Life Podcast.